Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mick. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I'm doing fantastic. You know, the last time that I actually saw you, you were in the studio with me, and it's got to be over 20 years ago.
Oh, my God.
It was, we were in Hamden then. I can't remember where you were playing. But you had your son with you. And I think he was a young man, a young kid. And he's got to be almost 30 now. But he was traveling with you on the road. And that was the last time that actually we sat and talked.
It's funny.
How's he doing?
Yeah.
Is he still on the road?
Well, I have four boys.
Yeah. So I remember
I'm just
that.
Trying to think which one it was.
Well, we've been in this new location now for 19 years. When I interviewed last, we were in the other location, and that's got to be in the mid-90s. Mid-late 90s is what I'm thinking about.
Yeah,
but,
could be.
But again, I'm looking at your Wikipedia page. I don't know if you ever looked at that or not. It's fascinating. And it's funny because I played my first Foreigner song, and I've been on radio for 43 years, was, Foreigner, the very first album. And I remember when it was new. And it's so great to see that you guys, and you haven't stopped touring. I mean, this has been going on for, 43 years now? I mean, that's just with Foreigner. I'm not talking about the stuff before that, just with Foreigner.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's hard to really sort of understand it in a way.
Well,
but you look out on stage now. There's a certain amount of older fans, and there's a big boost in the 15 to 20-year-old kids, they're singing the lyrics to the songs, and I'm thinking,
you gotta love that.
Yeah, I mean, it is definitely a blast.
A good song, good music will be good music forever, as far as I'm concerned. And you guys, back in the 70s, I guess it was 77 when the first album came out. I mean, you just hit the ground running.
That's true.
It was just incredible. And it's funny because a lot of people may not know this. So for the kids, the name Foreigner came about because three members were from England and three members were from the United States.
That's right.
In the very beginning. And Lou Gramm, of course, took a while. I think it was the last piece of the puzzle in the band, putting it together.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, it was a special moment in my life when I was floundering a bit, and I didn't quite know what to do. And
you were in New York then. You were in the States at that point.
Yeah.
And because you had that brief stint with Spooky Tooth, which was I always loved that band.
Yeah, that was that was how I came over to the States, and then unfortunately that kind of withered and ended.
Yeah.
Gary Wright went on from there to do his solo stuff, and I figured, well, maybe it's time I took a shot at this.
Yeah.
And
so you found three of the guys you found are in around the New York area, right?
That's correct. Yeah,
I think Lou was from upstate New York, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure.
Rochester, New York.
Yeah, there you go. And but what I like, and I was leading to, is that first of all, we got a show coming up next week. It's going to be October 3rd at Mohegan Sun, and you were there, I guess, maybe a year and a half or so ago when you started to do this then and now concept, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of people are really into it.
And who do we have that's from then that's come? I know Lou comes out and sings a few songs.
Al Greenwood, the keyboard player,
mm-hmm.
and Ian McDonald, the jack of all trades. Actually,
he does. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he's a great musician.
Yeah.
Very, very good musician.
And Lou, will Lou be with you?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
How's he doing, by the way? I know he had a couple of health scares a little while ago.
Yeah, I think he's this kind of works for him because I don't think he's up to do the long tours anymore.
Yeah.
But so I have to say, I get the lion's share of the stage time, but I got to be in shape for that.
Mick, yeah, come on. This is what you chose to do this. 47
right.
years you started this band. Who knew it was going to go on for almost 50 years, you know?
I know, man. Unbelievable.
You know, it's funny. And again, are you still living out in Long Island?
No.
Okay, all right. Because I remember when I interviewed you before, you were out in, across the sound from us.
I know
you and Billy used to be pretty good buddies. I'm sure you are. You produced Stormfront, which was, I'm talking about Billy Joel, which was an incredible album. What I didn't know is that you also did 5150. I didn't know you produced that.
You didn't?
No. Well, you know what? You know why, Lou? I mean, I'm calling you Lou. Mick, I'll tell you why. Because in the old days, and I've been on radio since the mid-70s, you used to be able to read the album jackets and get all the information you want.
That's right.
Okay. Now, with the CDs, I can't read any of that stuff. You know?
I know.
It's crazy.
It's like they don't make glasses that strong.
No, they don't. So I got to go by memory. That's pretty tough. But anyway, I said, hey, let me go to Wikipedia because they got a lot of information. And so just, scanning through it, I said, oh, yeah, I didn't know that. And then some things I did know, some I didn't, like producing 5150, which was an incredible Van Halen album.
Thank you. Yeah, that was quite an experience.
Did you still produce? Yeah, I can imagine working with the Van Halen brothers, huh?
Oh, yeah. But, I was like even a little bit intimidated before I took the position to do it. Yeah. I remember Sammy picked me up from the airport and took me up to the studio, which is called 5150. And, we're chatting away, and he's saying, Mick, remember the old days? These were, we were talking about the old days back then. And when he was still in Montrose, I guess.
Yeah.
And he said, we've seen a lot of shit, but he said, get ready for a new experience. Oh, no.
Sammy always seemed to be, I interviewed him a couple of times too, and was backstage with him at a couple of shows, especially when he was on the shows with David Lee Roth. And he seems to be a really, really, really great guy. He seems like probably, I think he's having more fun than anybody else in the venue,
I think so.
And it shows.
No, he's an animal. He's a maniac.
Yeah, he really is. He's a triple threat. I mean, he's wicked on guitar. He's got great vocals, and he's got an awesome personality. I love his offshoots, the Chicken Foot and those things.
That's very cool.
Yeah, really good stuff. And looking at the people, I never knew Jason Bonham hooked up with you guys for a while.
Oh, yeah. He was actually the one that tested the life out of me to put the band back together.
Really?
And, he's a huge, huge fan. I've known him since he was like 12.
Jeez.
I guess. And, he's really in love with the band.
Yeah.
And he was very honored to be asked to do it, And I love him, he's like a son to me in a way.
Yeah, he's got an interesting life story, having his dad, his dad, who his dad was, and I know sometimes late at night, if they needed a drummer, they would wake this kid
up. That's right, that's right.
When he was like 5 or 6,
That's right, yeah.
Nice guy, and he's also done a lot of great work as well, but...
What
I'm looking forward to is next... Thursday night, October 3rd, Mohegan Sun. You're no stranger to that venue. That's a fun place to go.
Yeah, it's beautiful now. It's still fairly new, that arena, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice place to play.
It really
Looking
is.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Actually, I'm giving away tickets all this week, too. Meet and greet passes. So you'll probably see one or two of our listeners,
Oh, cool.
Either before or after the show. And I tell them, I said, look, I met a few of these guys in the past, and you're going to love them, Just don't take any of the backstage food, So tickets are on sale now, and the show's going to be next Thursday night at Mohegan Sun. And Mick, I thank you for taking the time out. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, really.
Good to reconnect with you after so many years.
Yes, likewise.
All right, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, See you there.
All right, Mick. Thank you.
Okay. Bye for now.